did a home show this weekend. You can visit Rosie on thehouse.com, R-O-S-I-E on thehouse.com. There's a link to a buy one, get one free admission ticket. So if you're coming down with your significant other, two for price of one. Just Rosie on thehouse.com. Right on the right-hand side in the events tab, click the home show link, and then click the coupon logo, and you'll be able to print it right out.
That's at the Arizona State Fairgrounds, 10 to 6 today. It's open. We've got a good crowd walking in, a nice stream of traffic walking right in the front door, and tomorrow from 10 to 5. It's the big one, Maricopa County Home and Landscape Show.
Pat from Peoria's called in. Let's see what we can, what Pat's working on. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so Mike, Rosie, question for you on interior wall insulation. Our builder, we're in a new build. Long story short, they didn't offer interior wall insulation until after we moved in. We were the second house in the community. Kay Hovnanian, we're happy with the builder. If they want to call and still help, they can't. So we're in a position where we have to do some aftermarket interior wall insulation. And the question is about the foam filler that they can now do in the walls.
Uh-huh.
We've got the little, you know, the little insect repellent tubes that run through the walls.
Okay.
Will that foam insulation seal up those interior insect repellent tubes that run through the walls?
You know what? That is a great question. It is all depending on how that particular insect spray in the wall system was installed. But I would say that there would be a very big probability that a foam injected insulation could block that up. Absolutely.
That's what I'm thinking too. Is there a particular vendor that does that you would recommend? And I guess, would they give me an honest answer, do you think?
Can I ask you a question here real quick, Pat? When you keep saying interior walls, you're talking about not between room to room, but the wall that leads to the outside, you're trying to insulate from the interior.
No, we're talking about actual interior walls inside the house.
So you're trying to soundproof from one room to the next?
You've got it. Yeah, we have a special needs son, and that's one of the reasons why we had requested it in the first place, and they couldn't do it. Ultimately, a couple houses down the road, they actually started offering it. Full home insulation, $600, so.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
The company that we would recommend do that is a company called Thermal Advantage.
And aren't they on with us next Saturday?
Yes, matter of fact, they are. Yeah. They're joining us next.
Okay. Thermal
Advantage would be the guy we'd recommend. And what I want to make really clear here in this question is these are walls that don't currently have any insulation in them. There are foam injection companies that are saying, let us inject your walls where there is some insulation. And we don't recommend that. If you have fiberglass, bat, or blown insulation, we don't encourage or recommend injecting the foam in it. It's going to be so pricey, and you're going to get so little advantage from it, it doesn't make economic sense to do it. Logistically, can you do it? Yes, you can do it. But it is not something. That is a case-by-case exploration. If the walls are empty, yes, you can, but you're going to want Dennis to take a real hard look at that pest control internal plumbing system.
And the nice thing about his foam is it's hydraulically pumped, so it's not a huge expansive thing. If you're doing like the Integra wall system, that foam expands 32 times from its original size, so it'd blow your walls out. Now, you could never do that for this application. For Dennis, his is hydraulically pumped, not expanded, so he can fill that entire cavity without blowing it. And even if it did, if you needed the soundproofing that bad, you know, there's other forms of termite control that can be applied. And you hate to pay for the termite treatment that's in your walls and then ruin it, but if you needed it soundproof that bad, you'd get away with it.
Acoustically silencing a house can actually be a fairly complicated process. We've got gaps underneath doors. We've got electrical receptacles that
duct
go from.
Works.
We've got duct work. A lot of things like that. Foam will definitely help. That's for sure. Give Dennis a call and see what he can do for you there. The thing about sound is you've got to ask it to go through as many different materials
barriers,
as possible. It doesn't matter how thick or thin it is. Folks, we hope you appreciated the show. A little bit of fun on appliances. We will be talking about insulation on the show next week. I hope in the time between now and then, you can count on us for being here at 8 o'clock next Saturday morning. Until then, find us at rosieonthehouse.com.
Happy trails to you until